Hello, all, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Twisted Tales with Faith
and Lisa.
And we're here.
We are here. I have to have surgery tomorrow.
Lisa does have to have surgery, so good vibes and thoughts should go to her at 8:30 a.m. I don't know what time zone we're in, so Tennessee time.
Tennessee time.
That's all I got, dude. I don't know.
I'm not helping you, bro. I'm not helping you.
It's just because I called you dumb a minute ago.
That's pretty true.
Dang it.
Yeah, I'm so dumb.
We're Tennessee time. It works.
It works.
I don't need to know their time
zone. Well, I mean, Tennessee's in the mountains, so.
No, I just need to know the time zone I'm in. My watch and phone autocorrect when I go to other regions. Haha. Anyway, it's not my night to talk. So, Lisa, we don't have any great stories or whatnot to tell today. So.
No, but in the morning, though, after my surgery is over, because Faith has so kindly decided to talk.
If
bring
she
me.
Says crappy things and weird things on morphine, you bet your butt I'm going to record it on a video, and I'm going to post it here, wide, and everywhere. Personal, professional, all of our spaces, there will be things. So let's hope, fingers crossed, to our six listeners.
I need you to remind me when I am coherent enough to send a mass text to the people that I work with and tell them that my balls hurt.
Guys, this is what I this is what I put up with a lot.
Hey, no, check it out though. It's actually kind of funny because I'm not really telling anybody like why I'm having surgery because it's not their business, right?
Yeah.
And so now they're all like, we know exactly what it is.
You're getting neutered.
Yeah, they're like,
did they really say that?
No, they're like, they said, oh, you're becoming a tranny, aren't you? I was like,
which is fine if that's your calling.
Yeah, dude.
But
no, it's just funny because you have to jump there, right? Why are you being so secretive? Why are you not telling anybody?
Especially after you got kicked out of the company group chat the other day for inappropriate comments and memes.
That's pretty funny. But they're like, you're going to get your balls chopped off, aren't you? It's like, what?
So they're saying you're a man now.
And then I was, yeah, they're saying I'm a man now.
I like my neutered comment.
I know. That was pretty amazing. But yeah.
Patrick's I am gone. Patrick. Bye-bye.
Yep. Patrick's gone.
All right. Well, that was all my witty banter.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out.
Lisa's going to regale us with her
wonderful story tonight.
Her storytelling abilities.
Yeah. All right, Faith. So Every time we hop into the car and have this podcast, right, we always end up in the Wayback Machine.
Well, when I tell stories, because I like the Wayback. We've been pretty recently.
I was going to say, even mine, like, we like to pretend it wasn't the Wayback Machine, but mine are usually 70s, 80s, 90s.
Is like 50 years ago, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's pretty way back there. But anyway, so tonight I decided that I was going to do something that happened very, very recently.
Very, very recently?
Very, very recently.
How recent is that? Because if you say like 2001, I'm like, yeah, that was 10 years ago.
No, why don't you just stop talking for once in your life and let me finish?
That doesn't sound like a great plan.
That does not sound like a great plan. Okay. All right.
Continue.
So I'm sure that pretty much as soon as I get off on this topic, you're going to know exactly.
Maybe, maybe not.
But I really think this is something that needs to be discussed, so I'm going to discuss it.
Discuss away.
All right. On May 3rd, 2023.
Oh!
The bodies of 7 people were found in Oklahoma.
May 3rd. That was this month. I had to look at my...
That was just a couple weeks ago, hon.
Well, today's the 16th. It was 13 days ago.
Yeah.
Which is almost 2 weeks, but not quite.
Which would be a couple.
No, a couple would be more than two, like two or more. It's been 1 week and 6 days, which is not two full weeks. A few are a couple. A couple is more than one. You said a couple weeks.
A couple is two. Are we really going to have this conversation?
We are 1 day short of a 2 week period.
Oh, my God.
So it is a week and 6 days.
I quit you.
This is why you got in trouble with the hummus. You don't know definitions.
We're going to have this debate later. We are going to have this debate later. All right?
I'm leaving you with Brian later. She's going to say Larry. Who's Larry? I don't know. I don't know a Larry.
Neither do I. Can I finish?
Sure. I'm done.
Okay, it's like I said, 7 bodies found in Oklahoma. Ivy Webster, 14. Brittany Brewer, 16. Holly McFadden, 34. Riley Allen, 17. Michael Mayo, 15. Tiffany Guess, 13. And Jesse McFadden, 39, a convicted sex offender.
That is a wide range of... So there's a sex offender, a bunch of children, and one other adult.
So Rachel, I'm sorry, Holly... was his wife.
Whose wife?
Jesse McFadden, the convicted sex offender.
Gotcha.
Let's see. Ivy Webster was a friend. Brittany Brewer was a friend.
A friend of who? Friends of who?
The other children that were there. Okay, they were Holly McFadden's children.
Okay, so the sex offender, his wife, their children, and their children's friends. I'm back on board.
Okay. So now pretty clearly, you know, it's not going to take a rocket scientist to figure out what happened. Okay? You have a sex offender in a house with a bunch of kids.
He has offended.
Yep, and he turned the gun on himself.
Man,
Murder-suicide, right? So we're going to travel back a few years to 2003, where a 20-year-old, if I did my math right, hopefully I did, was sentenced to 20 years for raping a 17-year-old girl, where he apparently bound her hands and her feet to a bed, raping her at knife point.
Fantastic. Now, who is this offense? Is this
that would
McFadden?
Be Jesse McFadden. Okay.
Great.
And so I've decided that from this point forward, McFadden will only be recognized to me as Douche Canoe.
I'm fine with that.
Cool. So
not to be confused with the others who were titled Douche Canoe in previous episodes.
I don't think they were douche canoes. I think they were like douche bags. Yeah, there were all kinds of douches. Yeah.
Continue.
I felt like Douche Canoe was rather new, so I went with that one.
I don't know. I feel like I've used it once, but I digress.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
So, he was sentenced to 20 years for doing this heinous act on a 17-year-old girl, again, underage, technically.
Let me guess. He didn't serve all 20 years.
No, it gets better, actually.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great story. You're going to love this a lot, right?
I'm going to be angry.
So, during his stay, he was also convicted of soliciting nude images from a teen while he was in prison. Now, I have question marks.
Pause.
I have question marks
at
the end. While he was in prison.
While he was incarcerated by our justice systems. Yep. He's continuing to be a predator.
He did this in 2017, I believe. And so he was up for parole in 2020. Okay.
So and 17 years into his sentence.
Yep. And they call this the 85% rule, right?
Okay. Where at least he didn't get out after three years.
For good behavior. During his stay,
he solicited children for nudie pictures. Yeah. How is that good behavior?
So
Don't point your finger at me.
He gets released in 2020. So I got some questions for you.
I've got a lot of questions.
Rapes a girl at knife point, okay, which is assault with a deadly weapon.
See?
Dang, that stinks. Anyways, so
you're
girl
at knife
doesn't,
point. She's lost
somehow,
her spot, guys.
Somehow gets access to nude photos of a minor in jail. But gets released on good behavior. Okay.
That's super strict internet protocols they've got going on there.
Right? Just going super. No. Turns out later on, found out it was actually, they called it contraband cell phones.
That makes it better.
We'll get down the line a little bit, okay?
Oh.
As it turns out, he was set to stand trial that day for that very reason, the day he killed everybody around him, 3 years later. Okay.
Wait, he was set to stand trial for what? The contraband?
The nude pictures of the minor.
Why didn't they just take him back and put him back in a pen where he belonged?
Question. Why was he ever set free, right?
Because make room for other people that had, you know, weed possession charges?
He was out there walking around, living his life, okay? When were the charges filed? Like, I don't understand, okay? So, apparently, according to the research that I did, the charges were filed in 2017.
When he was released?
He was up for parole in 2020. Okay.
So why did they release him on good behavior if he's got contraband, which means not allowed things? I am talking, shut your hole.
Fine.
So he's got contraband, which is not allowed, which means he's breaking rules, which is bad.
Yeah.
That's a red day in kindergarten.
That is a red day in kindergarten.
Now he's got nudie pictures of children. That would be an automatic expulsion in kindergarten. That's not good behavior either. In case we're not following. Yet they release him. Just Bob's your uncle, free to go and be a blight on society.
Correct. Kind of what it sounds like, right? So
I lose more and more faith in our justice system the more we discuss these.
By the day.
Why can't that judge that had the little electric chair that he pressed and went bzz, 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 as he was doing trials and, you know, wrongfully convicted people?
Yeah.
Why couldn't he be on this? Because you know what he'd have done?
Could have fried him regardless. Yeah, fried him. So, how do you get access to the cell phones? I don't know.
Someone smuggled it
all right.
In the butt.
So, 2017, we're looking at this
using
guy getting
to get it up there.
Yeah, Shut up. You are just not going to let it go.
Listen to my words.
I don't listen to your words. You haven't stopped talking in 10 minutes.
Because my thoughts are golden.
Your things are golden.
My things are golden. Shut up.
Maybe you need surgery tomorrow. I don't know what's going on.
I just need a good night's sleep.
What do they call it when you remove half a person's brain? Like half their brain? Half a person. I think we both need to be done.
Okay.
Okay, so anyways.
Way to prove how dumb I am. Oh, no, 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 no. If I have to leave the trash bag comment, you have to leave that comment.
Oh, my God.
Our followers just went down to 4. Thanks for hanging in there, Mom.
All right. So is this really what the prison system looks like?
Apparently.
So, like, I mean, you and I both listen to Sean Atwood.
Love
and when
Sean
he
Atwood.
When he sits there and he recalls his accounts in jail and what he went through,
yeah,
it just doesn't seem feasible that that's not what's happening, like, in the system. Like, was Douche Canoe staying at the Ritz-Carlton of freaking jail cells? Like, I don't understand how how do you get a cell phone in there? Are they really shoving this stuff up their anus?
They get things smuggled in. Like, that's common knowledge. Now, Sean Atwood was at, like, a super ridiculous prison in Arizona.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he talked more about, like, the cockroaches that would crawl over him, the way they were treated, which all that's true. The only thing that I would say would surprise me is the fact that he raped a minor at knife point, and it wasn't the KIS, kill on sight.
Yeah.
But he was 20, so it was close enough that I don't think it would have been considered, like, true pedophilia by the other criminals for the just beat crap out of him.
Yeah.
So this whole thing
is really annoying. Not to mention the fact that the prosecutor at the time when he was up for parole.
Let him out, dumb.
No, the prosecutor was like, no, he's standing another trial for soliciting nude photos of a minor.
So who said we'll disregard that and say he's been good?
Those are the things that I couldn't find.
What did he do? Color in the lines in arts and crafts time?
You know, he did write a letter to the system. I didn't add this into my notes. You'll have to just go Google it later on. Just about, like, he got sentenced a 20-year sentence. He made it 11 months and wrote a letter to the judge that convicted him or whatever, basically begging for forgiveness. He's reformed. He's this, he's that, whatever.
Okay, it's not like he was charged with statutory rape because he was 20 and his girlfriend was 17,
not
and
his
dad
girlfriend.
Found out.
Not
I said, okay. I said, it's not like that.
Yeah.
He took a girl, he held a knife to her throat and impaled her with his personage against her. Therefore, I don't care how sorry you are, it's called consequences. So tell my child when she does things, if I have to tell her more than once, it's a consequence. So
right. I digress.
When you do things, you get consequences. When you rape someone, you go to jail. And just because you're sorry doesn't take it away. Right. When you look at child pornography in jail from a stolen cell phone, you should have a consequence. But because you don't, you're let out and you destroy more lives.
Complete
Congratulations,
castration.
The United States.
Just throwing that one out there. Just saying.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. All right. So when the bodies were found.
Brian is looking at you like you are a crazy person. I don't think you should just throw out castration in front of him like that, all loosey goosey. Like his eyes. I don't think I've ever seen that much white in his eyes before.
Nice. Thanks, Faith. Well done. So anyways, when the bodies were found, I guess maybe the cops thought it was cut and dry. Clear murder suicide case closed. Okay.
I'm sorry, if I was his wife, it wouldn't have gotten that far.
But not really for the victims of these families.
Of course not.
So, according to a News Nation report, the families were told not to discuss this case with the media. Because, see, after the family members of the victims did their own walkthrough and found that they found their children's phones, computers, restraints, bones, and bloody clothes that looked like that of a toddler. And I'm sure I missed other stuff, but
I'm sorry. I'm going to interject again.
So this,
I don't ever shut up.
When I say family members, I'm talking
of the children who were killed.
Not just the children. Yeah.
My kid's killed because it's at a friend's house. And I do, number one, I'm just going to be honest. My kid's never having a sleepover unless I know like entire backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
Like I can think of one friend that she can spend the night with, and it's only because I've been friends with her mom since middle school. Yeah. and I know their dad really well, and he would literally kill a fool. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with them staying there.
Yep.
That's the only non-family member she can spend the night with pretty much ever.
Yeah.
But if my kid is going to spend the night, if I branched out and let my kid spend the night, which again, probably won't, but that's fine. You don't think I'm not going to do a slight Google search? And if you do a slight Google search on this douche canoe, you're going to find all his douche canoe habits. Like, you know, where he went to jail for raping a girl at knife point. Even if I didn't do all that, my child dies with these people. I'm going to do some Googling then.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me not to talk to the news? No, sorry, Bob. I'm going to scream to anyone that can hear that my child is dead because the justice system did not do their job and let out someone who was still committing crimes while incarcerated. They knew he was doing that, and they still let him out, and that is why my child's dead. And I'll find any two-bit lawyer I can to sue said justice system.
Oh,
even
yeah.
if I don't win, it's a precedent.
It's a precedent, yep.
I'm done.
Are you jumping down off your soapbox?
For the moment, I'm the soapbox.
I totally knew.
I'm not even, I'm sitting down with my feet firmly planted on soapbox so I can just stand up back on it.
Okay. Well, you probably will. You probably will.
Why do you? Because
I was really passionate. You should have heard me last night talking about some of this with Brian. I'm sure he was like, can I go home now? Like,
how long are you going to not be able to talk after this surgery? Ah, it's not on your mouth. Dang it.
I hate you. So the victim's family is basically told by the cops that the case is closed and we didn't need any of the things that they found. Okay.
Oh, you mean the evidence?
Yeah. And so, like, okay, so first of all, let's just jump back.
Okay.
Not even a paragraph.
Where is this at? Is this in, like,
Oklahoma.
Timbuktu, Arkansas, where there's a population of 10 and Billy Bob's the sheriff who's, you know, at least related in some way?
I said Oklahoma and you still said Arkansas. Like, I just don't understand what's happening to my life right now.
I know what you're saying. What do you mean we don't need the evidence you found? It's just disregarded? Just,
well,
kind of like his bad behavior before he was let on parole, I guess. Let's just ignore the things we don't want to work.
That's why I want to jump back into this. So, they found...
I'm so angry.
Computers, cell phones, restraints, bloody clothes. How is none of that evidence to anything? Were there more victims? They said that they found bones and bloody clothes.
You said toddler. Yeah, bones. Where are the bones from? Where are they finding this stuff at?
The family members of Holly McFadden and some of the other parents that were the two little girls that got murdered did a walkthrough. The cops were literally asking the family members of Holly McFadden if they wanted to keep restraints.
Like, okay, here's the thing.
If you want to keep it, that's fine, but we don't need it. If so, you can just toss it. Just throw away the evidence. That's what they were saying to them.
Are these people still in law enforcement?
Who knows? This is an ongoing case, my dear.
You know what? This right here, this is the reason, you know, all law enforcement don't like quote-unquote armchair detectives. But we do more work sometimes.
Yep. More, well, at least a little bit logical.
You think? Or just, you know, hey, you've got a grieving family that just lost their loved one. Even if you don't need the evidence, freaking tend and bag it.
Yep. I mean, these people just wanted answers. So would I, obviously. Right? Are there other victims out there other than the six people that we knew about? The only reason that the cops went back was because the family did what?
Went against
the cops and called the media.
Good for them.
So now it became so public that it's an ongoing investigation currently.
It should be. And there should be some investigation into why he was walking the streets.
And I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Trial.
Like, legit, if you just go onto Facebook and go to the Watcher videos or whatever it is and just type in Jesse McFadden.
Oh, I'm sure. I know I've heard the name.
There are so many interviews that you can watch. Family members, news anchors that were furious about what the whole don't contact the media thing. Like, because honestly, truth be told, would anybody have even heard about it?
No. Yeah. They had just gone away in the night. Like, it didn't, they didn't matter. And that, you know what? They didn't want anybody going to the media because they didn't want their shoddy workmanship put out.
And so, like, I want to be honest with you. I'm sitting here, like, doing all this research and trying to figure it out. And I came to
somebody's
totally,
got to
like,
look into it.
Like, one of the interviews, some I don't know, some retired judge or maybe something like that. He was like, you know, this is just gross negligence, blah, blah, blah. And I was just sitting there thinking to myself, like, yeah, it screams gross negligence, absolute stupid police.
And parole board.
Or they're trying to cover it up. Like, those are the only two things that I could possibly think of. That this guy would have the greatest luck ever. And then they're all like, oh, yeah, move along. Nothing to see here. These restraints don't matter. No computers. I mean, come on. When you think about computers and child predators, what do you think? It's a network, my bro. It's a network, my... What did you send me? Map?
Yeah, that's what
you're... Yeah, you call yourself maps because that's what people are going to need to find your body.
So the police are going to need to find your body. Yep.
Oh. Anyways.
So... off the subject, but on the subject, and I will find her TikTok handle, but there is this lady on TikTok, and I adore her. So she's throwing money, and she found out about this guy on TikTok that was a pedophile. He's a predator.
Okay.
And he's got all these little groups you can sign up to, and they share their kiddie porn, and they share, like, all these tips on how. So she signed up with her own money to a subscription. She takes screenshots of all their usernames, of all their conversation, and she just blasts it. So they keep having to shut down their website, but she just keeps re-signing up and they just keep letting her in. And she just keeps giving it to the FBI and the police, but they're not doing enough. So she just shoots it all over the world. So everybody knows. And when you come into contact with them, it's just going to be, this is why vigilantes happen.
Uh-huh.
This case is why this is Batman.
This is where we needed our...
This is where we need the Dark Knight.
This is where we needed our Dexter.
Yes, the little guy from Brazil.
Ah. Was it that case?
Yes, it was. The Brazilian Dexter.
Yeah.
I remember your research better than you do.
I do. Yeah, well, I've slept since then.
Okay.
All right, so there's so many questions at this point that remain open, unanswered. This is a
very new investigation. Cases that are very... Ooh, this is new. I've got no answers for you. We're still looking into
because
it.
This
you
is
know
so
that-
much as- Just, because, look, here's the deal.
It goes okay. up into my noodle and it festers.
So that's kind of one of the reasons I wanted to do the story in general is because, like, I don't understand how, like, none. It just doesn't make sense. Why are we not investigating? Why is it open and closed case? Why?
Because if he why had would not been not let out on parole for good behavior,
none
which
of this
he
would
did
have ever
not
happened.
Fit into that box.
No, especially committing crime.
While incarcerated and already going to be serving, like, put up on charges for said crime while incarcerated, that's not good behavior. If he'd been left to rot as he should have,
yep,
then we wouldn't be having this conversation at all.
So, I mean, my question to the public and to you guys, whatever you, is this a case that's just going to die in a few weeks and we just don't hear about it again? And
not
nobody
if we
talks
let,
about
not
it
if,
and nobody
if everybody
thinks about
keeps,
it?
I think that there are...
Because I feel like at that point, the cops are getting exactly what they want. It's an open, closed case.
I think 10 years ago, yes, this case would be gone and forgotten as soon as the media died down. But there are, fortunately, too many people that love true crime these days, and they like the memes. A lot of people like my meme today. It was a good one. You should go check it out. Talking to Lisa, our five viewers. But enough people are into true crime. Enough people are going to share it. Enough people are going to sit there and continue to press, even though it technically it's not their business. They have no dog in the hunt. They don't know any of the victims, but either they knew someone that was a victim or they just care about, you know, people in general and they're a decent human being. They're not going to let it die down. And as long as there's talks and shares and clicks, it doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to rise up in the media again because somebody's going to say something that's going to spark a surge on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or whatever. And everybody's going to get interested in the case again, put pressure, and they're going to have to investigate, and it might die down again, but that cycle will continue until hopefully it's solved. Yeah. That's how a lot of unsolved have gotten solved. If there's no DNA evidence or not enough, it's just the public interest grows to a level where they have to reopen the investigation. They have to assign it to a task team or something.
So one of the interviews that one of the victims' dads did.
So we don't even know what happened, how all these people got died. They all got shot. We're assuming murder-suicide.
Yeah, but we don't know if the kids were raped or if anything like that happened. I have none of that information. I'm sorry. I know. I love you, though. Listen.
So resumes.
One of the dads.
Twisted Tale True Crime at
gmail.com. Was doing an interview, and he's just like, you know, like, how do you know when somebody's like that? Right, like you can sign up on your little sex offender list, but how many people, honestly and truly, know how many people get out there, get on the computer, if they have access to a computer, to check a registry. Because nobody really thinks
that. Bunch of middle-aged white women do, I'll tell you that much.
That's right. Yes, that's very true. But
I guarantee if this was a 30-year-old white woman, she'd been like, I Googled. Because we like to be in the know.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like these parents weren't, but they fell victim to an asshole.
Well, and you know, how many times when you were in high school or middle school and you're like, hey, I'm going over to a friend's house for a while, I'll be back later. I didn't name the friend, especially when I had a license. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have a curfew growing up. I was a good child, unlike you, though. But I just tell my parents, like, I'm going out, I'll be back later. And as long as I was back by before 1 a.m., if not, I'd get the call, or I knew my parents would just, my mom would be up waiting for me because she's a vampire. But, like, I wouldn't be in trouble, but they'd be waiting for me, like, oh, where'd you go?
Yeah.
I was over at Blow and Blow's house, but I didn't have to tell them ahead of time.
You were over Blow and who?
I said over at Blow and Blow's house. I meant to say blah, 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 but I said Blow and Blow.
I was just wondering who you were blowing at night.
I was blowing no one in high school because, again, I was a good child, unlike
oh
you.
Oh, my God. But, like, okay, so serious question.
I didn't even know what that was. I thought you blew. Made sense to me, you know.
Oh, my God.
Term-wise.
We should just end it now. Just say goodnight, okay? Just say goodnight. No, but like I'm asking a legitimate question.
You haven't asked it yet. How do you know?
How do you know?
You do that.
Because here's the deal too. How many of the other ones that we talked about that were sex offenders signed the list, moved away, and they don't have to register in a new state?
Are they just
don't?
They just move and they don't know because, quite frankly, parole officers are overwhelmed, especially in cities that are in.
But they're not.
Crime.
But they're not on parole. They're free. They just sign a little list that they're registered sex offenders, and then they can go do whatever they want.
You're supposed to update it if you move, but that all works on the honor system. And I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, if you're on the sex offender registry, there's not a lot of honor in you to be part of the honor system. Personally, if my child is going to anyone's house and you think that my large arse won't be in that house meeting both of those parents, see if I get the heebie-jeebies or not.
But sometimes people don't give off those vibes.
I think you would get, I don't know. I'm not saying all the time, but you can't tell me like when you meet people, you're like when I met Brian, I was like,
wow. Wow. I'm sorry that you're here having to witness this.
I'm a delight. He knows it. We know
you're
it.
A whore. Anyways.
I mean, you do the best you can as a parent. In all honesty, I do not think that the parents of the victims in this case did anything wrong. And I think he asks a legitimate question. How can you know? How can you keep your child safe all the time? Honestly, you can't.
Yeah.
You prepare your child. It's like we talked about the other day. Used to, we spent so much time protecting their innocence. And now it's a fine line of protecting their innocence, yet preparing them for the real world.
Yeah.
My daughter's 7. Since she was 3 or 4, it's not a stranger danger conversation. And I agree, I watched a thing on the other day with this news lady was talking about how she hates the term stranger danger. And they do the thing where her and a police officer will go to a park and ask the parent, hey, can this officer in civilian clothes try to lure your kid away? The parent, I've talked to my kid about stranger danger. No way they'll go. 100% go. And when the mom's like, we've talked about this. Well, they were nice. Strangers, you're not a stranger after you talk for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. And I have got nieces and one, my youngest niece is 5. She's 2 years younger than my daughter. And we went to Dollywood with them. And it's me, my mom, and my sister-in-law and the 3 girls and my nephew, who's 2. And my niece tried to run off, and Bella grabbed her shirt and pulled her back. She's like, someone's going to take you.
Yeah.
Do you know what to do if they take you? And I was like, it's,
yeah.
Sorry, but yeah.
Like, when I have that discussion with my son,
you
it's.
You have to prepare your kids.
I call them
as
tricky
can.
People because they'll pretend to be nice and they'll say whatever they need to get you there. And if somebody grabs you, you need to ask, don't scream anything. Scream something that matters. Yo, what's my name? You're not my dad.
Yeah.
What's my name?
Yeah.
And that gets people's attention.
Yeah. Not help. Not, yeah. But, sorry, guys.
That lightning was
it's
legit.
It's thundering.
It felt like it was in my face.
But I think that you just, there's no way to 100% protect your kids, unfortunately.
Especially not in a situation like this. This guy never should have been on the street to begin with.
No. That the
and if you're releasing somebody to the general public like that, I'm sorry, dude, but it, They make people on drugs wear house arrest. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Why can't we do something like that? Strap them up, dude. Put an ankle bracelet on them
because
so they know
we
invisibly.
As Americans, do not value the sanctity of human life in any form.
Agreed. 100%.
We don't.
And that's why when I titled this podcast.
I'm going to hop right back up on my soapbox. We value, as Americans, we value the quote-unquote sanctity of rescue and shelter dogs and cats or orcas or seals or whatever endangered wildlife more than we value human life.
Yeah.
So why would I make someone that just preys upon humans accountable?
Yeah. Well, that's what when I titled my podcast. Okay. When I titled my podcast, I asked a very, very simple question. Like, is it really? Do they really believe that they can rehabilitate these people? Or is it just a case of human rights? Like, they don't feel like they should be locked up like dogs. So they just let them go.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, it's piss pouring rain now. I'm sorry I ruined your life.
Probably not the best story to tell the day before I'm in charge of your weak and morphined up body. But sure, yeah, let's go with that.
Well, either way, it's something that needs to get brought up because there's too much crap like this that goes down.
Agreed.
And 100%. There's too many people where the justice system just falls flat on their freaking face, and it needs to be talked about.
It does.
And people like him need to be talked about because they're out there and it's real, and this is not some fabricated, dreamed up, hopped up on drugs kind of thing. It goes on a lot and people don't want to talk about it because, well, it's uncomfortable.
Well, that, and by brushing it under the rug and not dealing with it, all you're telling is the people around him that are like him is they can get away with it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
There aren't consequences for your actions.
I agree.
That's some crap. Well, as usual, Lisa's left us all dissatisfied and angry.
Satisfied and angry. That's
Brian,
how I like
to
end
used
it.
To that.
I do good cases. You love them and you know it. Oh, Lord.
I do.
Time to go.
All right. Well, apparently it's decided to hurricane and monsoon, so we're going to go get in our bunkers.
All right.
Hope you guys have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.